A new report has just been published that identifies large amounts of toxic chemicals legally used in the oil and gas industry. Such chemical use in any other industrial application is regulated by the Safe Drinking Water Act. Not so for the gas industry. There's a well-known exemption that the oil and gas industry operates under. It's called the Halliburton Loophole, named after previous Vice President Dick Cheney's former oil and gas company, because it's widely perceived to be a law shaped by Cheney's Energy Task Force. Officially, the Energy Policy Act of 2005, it exempts the gas industry from requirements listed in the Safe Drinking Water Act, except when it comes to diesel fuel. The EPA reserved the right to regulate diesel because it contains highly toxic chemicals like benzene, a known dangerous carcinogen. Executive Director of the Environmental Integrity Project, Eric Schaefer, explained in a teleconference earlier this week.
You can't inject diesel without a Safe Drinking Water Act permit because of the benzene diesel, but you can inject anything else. Actually, you can inject benzene directly if you want to, without a Safe Drinking Water Act permit, courtesy of the Halliburton loophole.
So the Safe Drinking Water Act affords us more stringent protections, which Schaefer says are much needed, especially in light of recent findings in Pennsylvania. Since the fracking boom started in that state in 2008, Pennsylvania has identified 243 cases of private water supply contamination as the result of oil and gas activities.
The Safe Drinking Water Act does not prohibit you from injecting diesel. It just requires that you take these common sense actions to make sure that what you're putting down into shale doesn't get into water that people need to drink from.
Schaefer authored a report issued by his organization called Fracking's Toxic Loophole. In the report, he points out that there are many fracking fluids that are made up of even higher concentrations of the same toxic compounds found in diesel. But since they aren't labeled diesel fuel, they don't require any special permits.
Using material safety data sheets, we've identified at least 12 drilling fluids that contain from 6 to 90 times the maximum concentration of benzene found in diesel.
Regular low exposure to chemicals like benzene are known to cause leukemia. The Safe Drinking Water Act limits exposure to 5 parts per billion. Schaefer points out that in diesel fuel, benzene is present in 1 part per thousand. Schaefer also mentioned that there are several fracking fluids being sold today that market themselves as free of harsh chemicals like benzene. But he wasn't able to speculate about how popular or more or less financially viable those options are, just that they exist. Schaefer also made a point to cast a shadow of doubt on his sources. His report was based on information from material safety data sheets and disclosures listed on frackfocus.com, an industry-sponsored website where companies self-report information.
The problem is that FrackFocus itself doesn't really require full disclosure of the ingredients in the drilling fluid, so you end up getting proprietary claims, trade secret claims, or just vague descriptions.
Schaefer's organization, the Environmental Integrity Project, recommends that Congress repeal the Halliburton loophole and that state agencies require suppliers and well operators to disclose when fracking fluids exceed the toxic chemical concentrations found in diesel fuels. Here in West Virginia, state lawmakers have considered full disclosure laws, but those efforts always failed to gain any momentum in Charleston because of industry lobbying. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glenna Sport in Morgantown.